Today's show has been recorded remotely in different locations throughout Ireland. First clip recorded in a car park, just beside a McDonald's drive-through, off the M6, heading towards Athlone. If you're going from south to north. Okay.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the Very Small Podcast. Leo Varadkar has announced that there will not be a time limit when drinking and dining establishments reopen their now rusty doors next month. And while for some people, those of you who are attention-starved and can't wait to tell people about their children, their promotions and their general success in life, this was fantastic news. But for those of us who are on the other end of the scale, we're maybe a little bit more introverted and maybe we have kind of like a general hatred of people, this is a bit of a disaster because now we're going to have to think of another excuse to get home and into bed early. And as a person who strongly believes no social interaction should go on longer than 90 minutes, government imposed or not, I have taken it upon myself to think of some excuses for you to get the hell out of there and back into the loving arms of your dressing gown. So a nice easy one just to start us off. This is really easy, really believable. Just check your watch and say, oh my God, I'm so sorry guys. Is that the time I actually have to go? It's just me and my dog. We usually like have a cuddle around this time. And if I don't get back with that, he's not going to talk to me for the next few days. If that doesn't work, you can always say, I'm going to have to head off, girls. Yeah, and I'm having a great time. It's just I haven't worn jeans in over a year. They're a little tight. They're just a little tight. And they're actually cutting off the blood circulation to my legs. Yeah, no, I actually can't feel my toes. So I'm just going to head off, if that's all right. Yeah, no problem. See you later. That's some work you can always say. I'm going to go, girls. Yeah, no, I know. I know, Olivia, that my bus isn't for another 2 hours. I'm aware. But I forgot about the absolute state of public transport. So I'm going to have to do some pacing back and forth to psych myself up. Or you could say, you know, in the time that we've been sitting here, and it's been a great time. I'm having a great time. Thanks, Emil, for organising this, Rachel. But do you think there's anything new after coming out on Netflix? Like, in the time that we've been sitting here. Like, do you know what? I'm going to take one for the team. I'm going to head home. I'm going to check, and I'll let you know. Okay, yeah, be gas. Sorry, I'll let you know. No, I'll text in the group chat. I will. I swear, yeah. Or, as a last kind of resort, you could say, look, girls, yeah, I'm going to let it. No, it's been a really nice time. It's just, you know, I'm kind of running out of money. Running out of money, I run out of patience, really. It's €15 here for a cocktail, okay? And I've been drinking €5 Aldi wine every night for the last 18 months. So it's just not going to work out for me, unfortunately. My tolerance is different. Yeah, I'm going to head. Okay, thanks, Emil. Right, talk to you later. Okay. Right, yeah, safe home, text me when you're back. Right, okay, I will, yeah, no worries. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye.
The second clip was recorded in a field on a farm. I'm not sure if it's a dairy farm. There's cows on it. This is a new section of the show called Private Thoughts. The following clip was recorded in the past. Something I've become quite accustomed to over lockdown, watching mindless television shows. The Craft television show, watching people make cakes. 10 people competing to be the best at making a cake. Being tested in all walks of cake making. Icing, building, you know, little architectural cakes. And what do they win? Nothing. They just know that they're better than the other 9 people. And then they go back to their job in the civil service. That's it. You know, I could be better than 9 other people. And I could guarantee that I'm better than 9 other people making cakes. People of my level of cake making experience. Or below. And I'm sure, even though I've never made a cake, I'm probably better than 9 other people. If you were to make a chart, and that chart was to outline the entire population, the best people at making cakes are at the very top, and the worst people are at the very bottom. I think I'll be at the lower level, but I wouldn't be the worst. I mean, I can follow a recipe. You know, and I can mix ingredients. You know, I've got those motor functions. So that will put me above at least 9 people. So if you get those 9 people in a room, I'd win. But to what end? Who would care? Me in a room beating 9 other people at cake making? No one cares. There's actually a bit of resentment in the room. I'm the only one that won. I actually kind of regret getting involved in the whole thing. But you put it on TV, and it becomes one of the greatest television shows in the history of British television. Where's the logic in that? You tell me, where is the logic in that? That concludes this week's segment of Private Thoughts. Well, that's it for this week. Like, share, and subscribe. And see ya. Yeah, see you around.